Yeah, nah. Yeah, nah.
Welcome back to our podcast, guys. We are your hosts, Natasha
and Steph,
and we're back with another episode, like every week.
Okay,
that's important
because we usually do Wednesdays, pero está fuerte. It's not purposely though. Like, don't think that we're losing motivation or anything.
No. As long as we give you a sign every week,
right?
It's lit.
Right. We don't post every Wednesday, but this will be up Thursday. Same thing. Okay, it's been the same day.
Wednesday, Thursday, like.
Right, but it's not because we're being lazy and because we're losing motivation. It's mostly because there's been a lot going on. You want to catch them up with everything that's been going on, especially that whole month that we missed?
Wait, which one are we talking about?
Listen, we went to Puerto Rico.
We got back. How was Puerto Rico for us, Natasha? Do you want to?
I mean, maybe we had different, you know, trips.
That's what I was asking.
I explained mine. Because we had that one time where everybody had like a different.
It was a fun night that night, but it was different for everybody. Right.
But for me, Puerto Rico was lit. It was a great girls trip. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's probably like one of the best ones.
Yes.
Yeah, that we've
ever. If not the best, because I feel like we ate enough, we slept enough.
As a group,
we partied
all together.
Enough. Yes. Yeah, when I go on girls trips.
That's what you expect.
I went on this one girls trip where that did not go down.
Right.
But that was just it. Every other girls trip I've had, like, whatever we're doing, we do it together. If not, we don't go at all, or like, we'll regroup or reorganize or something.
Yeah, and on this trip, it was like everybody was on the same page. Was never like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Everybody was like, shots?
But we did
it. I heard it. You know what I mean?
It's so true.
I think that was our thing the entire trip.
Yeah.
And then, as you guys know, because we did post about this, we posted about Puerto Rico, and we also posted about Eight at the Table.
Yes. Shout outs to Eight at the Table, by the way.
We went to Eight at the Table, a great show, which we've been following since we started our podcast.
And since they started, too.
Yeah.
Like 2-3 years ago, I believe it was, when there was just eight of them. Yep. A couple of them are
at
still.
At a table, literally.
Yeah. A couple of them that started are still there. Shout outs to them.
Yeah. There's no faces, but still.
It's still a great, fun show to tune into. They go live as well on Instagram.
Thursdays.
So if you follow them or don't, check them out. It's Eight at the Table.
Yeah, and shout out to them for giving us, you know, the opportunity to be on there.
Yes.
It was a different experience, but it was very.
We've been on different podcasts before or shows, but.
And they've all been different.
Yeah, nothing like this. So we're fortunate for it. Shout out
to them. And we learned a lot, you know what I mean? Some of those things we probably, you know.
What were some of the things we talked about when we went?
Hot Girl Summer.
Oh yeah. When is cuffing season over, or when does it start? Does the summer finish with cuffing season, or you know?
And we've had a whole episode. We had like two episodes.
Two and one.
Before we were on this studio, about Hot Girl Summer. We asked guys and then we asked girls too, remember?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
Everybody had a different perspective about it.
That's true.
I still stick to what I said. You know what I mean?
If you don't know what she said, tune back in.
Go back to that.
Talk Your Hot Girl Summer, I think it's called that.
Right. Right. And then last week was my birthday.
Ah, yes. Talk to us about how your birthday went. How does it feel to be
26?
Period.
Okay. Because it's not a shame about it to be 26. But if
oh my god, you look so young. I thought you were like
somebody
19.
Wrote to me and said that I look 23, and I'm like, you know what?
Let's go with that.
But it was fun. My birthday was on a Saturday. It started on Thursday night, as soon as I clocked out of work. Sis was drunk, okay? Sis was drunk.
Sis finished at 6 o'clock.
Seven dot zero zero dot zero one.
Was out of there drunk, like.
Yep. I'm not gonna say I was drinking on the clock, because I would never.
Exactly.
That's not something you would ever.
Thank you. We don't promote
no
that.
No one would ever admit that. But I'm just gonna say that my birthday started early.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And then my actual birthday, like the actual day, I spent it with family and friends.
And you were here. You were present. You knew everything that went down.
A classy vibes, okay?
Thank you.
Which is not usually like me, because I get a little too drunk sometimes. But it was...
Not this year.
Not this year, okay? I was very classy. Also, I had a lot of showing, so I had to be. Like, I didn't have
a choice. Exactly. You don't want to have no nip slip. I hear that.
Right. And then there's too many pictures of me drunk on everybody's phone. So I was over it.
Damn, I wish I could share those, yo, great vibes.
No, you don't not wish that.
Yo, if you know what I'm talking about, you down. You just know part of our close friends.
No. Thursday, there you guys got even more pictures of me drunk. Yo, and I'm not here for it. So 26, we're gonna be a little more classy.
Yeah, 26 is gonna be full of great energy. It's gonna start, hopefully, like it ended, you know. So I'm glad you have fun.
Yeah.
Then it was our other best friend's birthday, Silvani, the next day. So listen, let me tell you that. The first week of April was a wild.
And for 26, yeah, we can't hang that much. So yeah,
for real.
That should be hitting different now.
Which is shocking.
Because we're not going to talk about Friday.
Right, we're not going to talk about Friday. But, yo, and then Jesus is risen on Sunday. It was a great...
It was a lot to celebrate. How did you enjoy yourself?
Your birthday?
For my birthday, for...
That whole week, I was, like, just living it up. I was like, yo, this is the life. Like, no regrets, you know? Next day, I'm like, yo, I'm dying, but...
This was regretting it all. Yeah.
I'm dying, but this is part two. All right, this is my other friend's birthday. Like, we gotta go. We gotta do this. I'm gonna just nap, like, 10 times throughout the day because, you know, I can't. Like, I need balance. So, but it worked out. Oh. We missed a couple of museum dates and shit, but we made it happen.
Despite, that's coming. That's coming.
Yeah. Despite
coming.
It all, we made it happen. I'm here for just impromptu.
A real ride or die, okay?
Thank
She's
you.
A real ride or
Whatever.
Die.
Like, this wasn't planned. Let's do it, though.
Okay, so let's get into our episode. So, I have the topic for today.
Okay.
Okay. And, of course, you know I get my stuff from Hollywood Unlocked.
Shout out to them.
I saw this post that said, "Women, if you grew up without a father or if you've never been under a strong male authority, you might struggle in a romantic relationship with a healthy masculine man who understands true protection and leadership because you'll think that he's trying to control you." So how do we feel about this, girl? I know I hit you with, I hit you.
Right? Like, I understand where that is coming from, but I don't think I would agree that like, what was the last part that you said? Something about, like, them being powerful and you thinking that they
you
try
won't
to control
know you,
you.
You won't understand, like, how to be with someone like that with, like, true protection and, like, leadership and shit. Like, you think that they trying to control you.
No, I don't think that's necessarily the case. Like, if you're not ready for that, that just means, you know, you're not done with the toxic people that, yeah. that need to come and go in your life. Like, which is fine. You know, you need those kind of people to appreciate kings that come into your life that are, you know, that have great leadership, that give you protection and all this good stuff. And untoxic love. So, but I don't necessarily agree that it's like, oh, just because you didn't have a father figure in you that, like, you just don't know how to appreciate that.
Right.
That,
I agree.
Yeah.
I think there are women that grow up with fathers that, if anything, like, their fathers, you know, teach them how to not, like, be with a man that, like, tries to not control them, but, like, you know, try to tell them, like, what to do or how to do it.
Because
that's basically what they would, you know, be talking about, right? When they talk about protection. Like, how to be overprotective and leadership kind of thing.
No,
like, it'd be a man that's aggressive.
No, I view protection as, like they just take care of you. Like, if they if they see you in a room and, like, the vibes are off, or, like, they just don't consider someone, like, looking out for you, like, they'll be just stand guard, look out for you. They'll call it a night early and, like, walk you to your house, your apartment, or order your Uber. Like, just they just want to make sure you made it home safely. Like, or if they're not with you at the moment, they're like, so did you eat already? Like, have you ate? Are you gonna go eat? Where are you right now? Like, it's just to be aware that you don't know if they, like, are asking to pop up.
Yeah,
you know, to just be cute.
But still,
to bring flowers,
I think with a dad or without a dad, I feel like, because again, I feel like dads, like, teach their daughters how to, like, be independent or be like them, like, be in control, not in control, but, like, be independent. You know what I mean? Like, be a leader.
Yeah, do this
a certain way. So I wouldn't say that because she has a father, because someone has a father, they know how to, like, act.
Yeah, because even if you don't have a dad, like, what about people who never met their biological fathers or,
right.
like, or adopted, who are, like, great leaders
yeah.
and turn out fine and know how to deal with men who have great leadership skills, who are protective, and have a great life because of it. Like, that has, I don't think that has anything to do.
I'm not gonna lie,
that can influence, but I don't think it has anything to do with it.
I didn't grow up with my biological father, mm-hmm. but like, I grew up with obviously like
male figures that were protective, respectful leaders. Right.
And still, till this day, I feel like I am very not, like, I don't feel like a guy would try to control me, but I do. I'm very independent. Like, I'm very, like, I like to do things my way.
Like, they be like, yo, where you at? What
mind you your doing? Business. Mind your business. Okay.
That's actually like, oh, my phone turned off. My fault.
My phone died. Yeah, for sure. But I don't know. How about you?
Nah, I'm very like, yo, I'm here in case you want to pull up.
Here's my location.
Right? Share. You never know. Something could happen to me. Nah, that's me.
She's not joking.
I mean, like, if you ask me where I'm at, I'll tell you. Like, I don't mind sharing where I'm at or...
Do you? Okay, so that wouldn't be like controlling you. What would be something that you think a guy would be controlling?
Like, if you tell me what to wear...
Like, why that came to mind? I thought of that too.
Let's relax and let's calm down. If you tell me how to like do my makeup or to do my makeup, like, sir.
I feel like that. If you tell me who to talk
you
to,
you could suggest. You know, that's different. You know, like, if you want to suggest
about you,
like, yo, you know, we are going to church. You know, you might not want to wear that tube top or whatever. Bet you could suggest it, but like, I'm gonna still rock my shit and put like a vest over it or something.
Okay.
But if you like, no, if you just telling me, yo, take that off or we not going.
I do. I accept suggestions too. Cause like sometimes they are trying to look out for you and I'd rather my partner tell me than a fucking random person tell me like, yo,
you really wilding right now.
Or like laughing behind my back and shit.
Yeah.
So I would rather, but as long as it comes off as a suggestion and you're not telling me what to do,
right,
what to wear, who to speak to.
Like, you could tell me what to do by suggesting it. You
right. know what I'm saying? Right. Figure out how to talk to me.
Like, make me believe that I have an option and I'll go for it. You know what right. I'm saying? But if I only have one option, then nah, we're not
going. I'll make an option for myself.
I wonder how guys feel. Gabriel, how do guys feel about this? Guys like suggestions, like, yo, Gabriel, can you maybe you
are
should
you okay?
try maybe you should try the black sneakers.
Are you okay with a woman like controlling you, like, yo, don't wear that?
Yeah. What would you rather hear?
Sometimes
maybe you should try the black sneakers, or yo, can you put your black sneakers on? Don't take those.
Depends. If I feel comfortable, I still wear them. If I look good, I still wear them.
Okay.
If you tell me like, oh, you like not just said suggestions.
Suggestions work, okay.
Yeah,
oh, I thought it was just girls.
I don't want to look crazy either.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But listen, just watch how you talk to me. That's what I'm saying, okay?
Put some respect, okay?
Right. Because I'll go out here with a red, yellow, green, blue shirt on and yellow pants too. Just because you got me upset.
Like, I don't want to look like this either, but here we are. And you coming with
you
me.
You caused this shit. But yeah. Okay, that was my topic for today.
Okay. That was a good one.
I feel like it was an intense. I saw everybody in the comments like, no.
I don't understand why people be walling. Like, relax.
Right.
You know, like.
And calm down.
Communication is key.
Right.
Yo, how are we so knowledgeable in, like, relationships? Yeah, we have none. Like, yikes.
Right. Like, all right. You don't have to laugh that hard, Gabriel. You don't have to agree.
Yo, but shout out to, listen to
I feel
us.
Like the reason, honestly, to me, I feel like the reason why I'm still single, which is TMI, okay? Mind your business.
Right. Thank
you. But I'm going to tell ya.
Don't worry about it.
But I feel like it's because of, like, and I'm so knowledgeable.
Right.
It's because of, like,
your
the people around me.
Oh.
Not even that. It's just everyone around me who's in it, who's been in it, who's, you know what I mean? Like, everyone, like, I learn from them.
Yeah, and you've I'm seen like, all the examples around you. Like, you're like, oh.
Right.
I'm better like, off this way.
Exactly. I feel like that's the reason why I'm single. But
do you think you have more, like, negative examples of relationships in
no,
your life
I just
than...
have examples that I don't think I could handle.
Oh.
Yeah, not right now. Like, I feel like that I'm ready for right now.
Got it.
I'm just like, do I want to deal with what's going on over there? Or what's that? Or what's this?
I mean, but that's not always the case. Like,
I know.
You know, you can't really measure how your relationship will go.
I know, but I haven't seen a perfect one. Which, there's no perfect relationship. I know this.
Yeah.
But once one I see a relationship that at least lies to me and acts like it's perfect. And acts like it's perfect. I'm like, I want a relationship.
Nah, let's just stay single, girl.
That's what I'm saying. Until I find the one. That's what I'm saying, girl.
Right. I had someone ask me why I'm single, and I'm like, because ain't nobody asked me if I want to be taken. Like, isn't that?
Really?
Isn't that?
So as soon as a guy asks you if you want to be in a relationship.
Tampoco así. Like,
tú lo dijiste.
I mean, but he believed it. Like, he's worried because he believed it.
He asked you?
Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, I don't know. I just be sitting here waiting for somebody to ask me. And he was just like.
It looked like you wanted him to ask you.
And he's just like, they're lost. I'm like, oh, you mother?
Oh.
But yeah.
Anyway, well, we got really personal today.
We did not mean to, but here we are. Do you want to go with some trendies?
We could do trendies. I'm down.
Let's do it.
I don't want to call it a trendy, but it's something that's going on.
With
DMX.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's currently on life support due to like a drug overdose.
Yeah. Damn. Keep him in your prayers, yo.
Yeah, because that's. He's a legend, honestly, but it's a sad thing. I feel like I'm not sure what the cause of it. I'm sure it's like something personal that's going on in his life.
I mean, it's probably like drug related, and he's had relapses.
You know, I'm saying that caused why he's like, you know, why he had a drug overdose. Like, I don't know if it was depression or
like no one's perfect. If you've had someone near you that has dealt with addiction, like, you know that is not easy.
Yeah,
whether it's like drug addiction or alcohol addiction, like whatever addiction it is, sex addiction, like, is not easy.
Yeah.
So the first step is admitting it, you know, take yourself to get some help or call professionals.
Sometimes it's like hard.
Free options.
To admit those kind of things, I feel like a lot of people should check up on their people that, you know, even the ones that don't show like they have an addiction because they could have it low key.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, a lot of people were aware that he had it. I think one of his friends posted a video saying like a lot of artists knew about his addiction.
I mean, yeah, that's not something that he hid. Like, everyone, if you knew DMX, yeah, because he's been to rehab many times. But just because you go to rehab, like, you got to do the work.
Yeah,
and he went back to rehab because he felt like he was gonna slip. So before he slipped, he just checked himself in, which it takes a lot to do. But, you know, things happen. No one's perfect.
Check up on your peoples, okay?
So, you know, keep him in your prayers or other people, too, that you know is going through addiction, like, or is trying to get help. Keep them in your prayers as well because it's not easy.
Depression is a real thing, like, and it comes in different forms. And, like,
I mean, we don't know if his was depression.
I know. I don't know, but I...
But, yeah, if you know someone who is depressed, like, or you think they might be, they're,
what are some causes for addiction? Aside from, like, depression and stress.
Some causes for addiction? I don't really think there's a cause.
Because I feel like there's an alcohol addiction, too, but, you know.
Yeah, but, like, I don't really think... Because everyone's different. So, like, you might be drinking to escape your problems, but someone else might be drinking to, like, get someone's attention. Or, like, someone else might be drinking because it helps them cope with, like, anxiety. And the next thing you know...
That's me.
It's, like, every day, you know, every hour. Or, like, you don't even eat... sleep because that's all you're focused on. You don't want to get a job because that's all you're focused on. And I mean, we're using alcohol as an example, but it can be like with drugs, it can be
anything.
With a plethora of things. Yeah, so it's definitely, we don't joke about that, and we support everyone who's has an addiction and is trying to get help at all times. Like, we support all of that.
Yeah, and yeah, keep them in your prayers because it's sad. And it's great. His music is great. We love him. Yeah. So let's go on to the second trendy. Texas man. There was a Texas man. Right? You already know.
I know. I cannot believe.
We didn't want to talk about it. Like, we know of it, but we don't want to discuss it. Because we're like, let's leave it for the pod. Because it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
The fact that I only had to say Texas man, and he was like,
I know where this is going.
Got caught juggling two wives, three fiancés, 15 girlfriends who didn't know of each other existed.
So he had 20 women in his life, basically.
That didn't know of each other.
this one guy. Like, I know there's too many people in this world, but when we say that, that's not what we mean. Like,
that's not what we
just
mean.
Just because there's too many people in this world, like, that don't mean you get 20. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't get to get
Jesus wouldn't do that.
Like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, how this happened. You didn't mean? Because how do you get to two wives? Right? That's yes. one. Right there, that's a lot. Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot. And I think he had kids, too.
Yeah, he had kids. And
how
then...
How you got two wives?
Three fiancés.
So that means you was going to have five wives if you ever married one of those three fiancés or all three.
Can you marry more than one person?
You technically are not supposed to. That's considered bigotry. I don't know. But you're not supposed to.
Well, I know some people, that, but...
Some people, depending on their religion, like, you know, if you're a Mormon or Latter-day Saint, I don't know, you can have, like, seven, I believe. Or if you're, like, in some type of cult, you know, we don't discriminate. You do what you want when you pop in. But, I mean, I wouldn't want to be with someone who has six other me's, you know what I'm saying?
But they didn't know of each other. That's the shit. Like, how do you not know? How do you not? This is why I check phones. Because you just don't. No, you just don't know.
Oh, well, I do not check phones, but also.
Imagine you had like six different phones. I'm like, that's a lot of checking you gotta do. But I'm in there.
I'll accept this challenge.
Right. Nobody passed me.
No, I think it was like he'll tell his girl or his wife or probably all of them, like, oh, I'm going on a work trip. I wonder what he worked as. He's probably like, yo, I'm going on a work trip.
How many
Don't
work
expect
trips can
me.
You go on?
It depends on what his job is.
Not 15, like, 20.
What if you're like a pilot or like a flight attendant or, you know, you always on a plane or whatever? Then, you know, you can't really be checking on his phone because that's what he does.
It's not pilots. It's not candy pilots,
I mean, I'm not saying he was one, but if he was, then
sense,
I get
though.
It.
It makes sense.
Or what if he gets, like you know how people in the army, like, they get placed in different places? I don't know if it's like that. I don't know what it is, but it's too much.
What
like,
would you do in that situation, though?
How do you handle 20 women?
Aside from him and handling them, those ladies, what would you, the guy that you're talking to or married to or... you know, have kids with or,
my
you know,
fiance.
Expecting to marry this guy. First of all, there's a lot of rings to buy, okay? Yeah, like I got money. He got money.
He has money and he has time. Like, there's 24 days.
I want to know what he do. What he do?
In a day, but like, he did that.
What he do?
I don't
because
know.
How you got that many money?
Yo, I don't know what I would do. If I found out, oh my God. If like, if right. I was one of those women, hopefully I'm one of those women with no kid because like,
what if you just found out that he had more than two?
And I have no kids with him. Yo, I'm out. I'm out. I'm young. I'm not believing none of these. Like, no.
But, like, this amount of girls, what would you, like, say? Like, how do you handle this? Because there's a lot of girls. Like, it's not one or two.
This is
how I am. Oh, you just leave?
Yeah.
Quietly?
Like, I have nothing.
You leave quietly?
Yeah. What?
Oh, I'm burning something. I gotta burn something. I don't care what it is.
You think I have time to sit here and ask him something that he already knew?
But I gotta like, burn something.
Like, yo, how That's could you do ladies. This to me with 15 other, with 40, whatever.
Honestly, I feel like I would be more intrigued than mad. Like, how you did that? Because I'm a detective. How you did that shit? I want to learn something from
that. Nah,
him.
I have no, I just don't even want to hear it. You don't got
nothing. Like he don't
nothing
exist.
To me. No, my phone is dead. I will change my number. I will move. Like, I will remove myself from your life and leave you curious. Like, yo, whatever happened to this girl? Oh, you don't know because you don't deserve
Disappear,
to know.
Disappear, change my number, all that good shit. Okay.
I'm not saying that, you know, I did this in the past because, you know, people change and evolve. Thank
How
God.
We got here?
But I'm just saying, you this is what attacked? I would do now.
People have tried her in the past.
And, you know.
They haven't found her. Ever since.
This is true.
Gone. Okay. A scientist claims pollution is causing penis shrinkage.
I agree, yo.
Wait. That was too quick for me.
For me to agree?
Why do you agree, Steph?
Yo, because pollution is everywhere. You know, we're trying to help the climate improve, and we can't do that if we keep polluting. Like, trees is dying.
But
clearly,
what that got to do with
So
penis?
Are other things.
What that got to do
clearly
with penis?
Clearly, other things are shrinking, so.
I don't understand like Damn, how it connects.
I sound like I'm so knowledgeable. With
I know.
This, I'm not. All right. I'm
like, very
that,
experienced. Like, but, yo.
But if a scientist said it, I believe it. Scientists have been wrong in the past, but I don't think this is the case now.
Stuff.
Shout out to shout out to my guys.
I'm still trying to figure out how it relates. Like, how they made that connection.
Yeah, but we probably
like, out of all the things that could shrink, like, I'll be like alcohol or like, I don't know, something that they're, you know, taking, like some drug.
Okay, Natasha, you probably need more evidence. I don't. I just go with what they say now. So the
My last trendy. Saweetie. And that's how you say your name? Oh, mm-hmm. Sweetie.
What?
Whatever you have, when you say that.
Sweetie.
And Quavo. Mm-hmm. Okay. They broke up. Mm-hmm. Not only did they break up, but it was an intense breakup. I mean, apparently that shit that happened in the elevator that they had, like, you know, he hit her. I don't really see where he hit her. Do you agree that it was like abusive? It looks like an abusive relationship. I'm not gonna lie, but in that video, I don't think he like.
No, I mean, if they were gonna keep at it like that, the best thing that they did was separate. Like,
yeah,
nobody because
it could have gone worse. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Nobody got time for that. There's too many people in this world. You are a valuable human being. It doesn't matter if.
And the thing is, a lot of people were praising them. Like, people were like, "Yo, these relationships."
Yeah, you just never know what goes on in individual people's relationships.
Well, the reason why I'm single, or whatever.
Which is why, you know, you shouldn't envy someone else and how they get treated in their relationship. Because I'm not saying this is their case, but a lot of people were admiring, like, the Kim and Ye relationship when he would, like, fly her out and her family to propose in a stadium or, like, would do a holographic image of her dad.
And they're
like,
not even together.
Yeah, like,
what the hell is happening in 2021?
You just don't know what goes on in people's everyday lives for you to be idolizing something that you're not a part of, so.
All our relationship goals are breaking up. That's why I'm single, because I don't know what to believe. I'm so confused.
No, but there's still hope, all right? Don't get us wrong. There's still hope out there. There is definitely a great woman and a great man for you.
For everyone.
So don't give up, okay? Life is a journey. Just keep exploring, you know? Keep trying things out there.
But what did you think about that incident in the elevator? Like, do you think, because I know someone that asked that they wanted to hear this from us. Like, how do we feel about it? Do we think that it was harmful? Like, he did hit her or abuse her?
Yeah, I don't know what went on in that elevator.
I don't either. But what I saw, I think he did push her. But I don't think he, like...
I don't know. What I saw, I didn't like. So, obviously, if they did that to me, I wouldn't have stayed. So, the fact that she... If this wasn't, like...
But it's like they were fighting for this bag. And I'm like, what's in this bag? That's 1-2. And she did swing at him at first. And I'm not saying that's what he did about pushing up was right or whatever. But I'm just saying, like, it was, like, an intense thing. And it was for... I don't know if it was for this bag or whatever was going on in the bag. I don't know if he didn't want her to leave.
If something similar like that happened to me, like, I would lose all love for you. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how many kids we have. It doesn't matter, like, the life that we build. It does not matter. Like, you automatically lost points. You lost attraction. I lost attraction for you automatically. Like,
but that's not someone that would ever hit...
Yeah, I wouldn't get out of character like that. So I wouldn't want you to get out of character. It doesn't matter how mad you are of me. Like, no, that's just not something that I would handle or tolerate. I don't know if it's because, like, I'm 5'8", you know, like, I'm built a little bit. Like, I don't know if that's, you know, part of it. But I'm not going to sit here or be in an elevator getting caught. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It wasn't even like...
And the fact that it was a year ago, like, it wasn't even recent.
Yeah, but compared to, like, other, you know, cases that you hear, like, whether it's domestic violence or, like, things just get out of hand. Like, for example, Chris Brown and Rihanna, even though that was, like, years ago, like, it does not matter. If me and you get to that point, like, there is no going back.
The best thing they did was break up.
We can have a civilized conversation the next time about how there is no going back and how this is probably the last time that you're going to see me. But that's it. Like, there's nothing else that you could do. I don't care how many gifts you buy me. I don't care how many kids we have. No, like,
yeah, I think that's not gonna happen. In a relationship is like a deal breaker, of course.
100%. Yeah, but also I say this now, hopefully I don't change my mind, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, but, I do. Like, if a guy touches me, that's a deal breaker. If I come to the moment where I have to like swing at a guy because of something he did, I feel like, yo, I'm done. Like, if I gotta swing at you,
yeah. And I hope that as a man, like, I know we're saying this as women, but like, I hope that as men, you also believe like no, if you let someone,
there are a lot of men that believe if you hit me, I'm hitting you.
Exactly. But but I'm saying you should also not get to that point. Like, if you find yourself getting to that level,
leave.
You're like, you know what, this person is not for me.
Run.
You should just automatically, no, because it's gonna get worse.
Like, exactly. Get the fuck out. But yeah, those were my trendies for today. Wanna hit them with some fun facts?
Yes, let's do fun facts.
She ready today, okay? It's not like that last episode.
What?
I was ready that last episode. No. You said you wasn't.
No, I wasn't ready, but I made it happen because, you know, we all about being impromptu podcasters. Okay. That made shit work.
We here.
Okay, did you know, shout out to Uber Facts, by the way, who always hold us down.
Right.
Did you know that you can get your COVID-19 vaccine early by calling local pharmacies and asking about extra expiring doses from appointment no-shows? I didn't know that. So, you know, I'm about to call up CVS, Walmart, Walgreens, all that.
Because you're trying to take the vaccine?
Nah, just for friends.
I'm like, wait.
In case my friends like, too shy to call, I'll call. No, that's
I feel like I'm
still not there with the vaccine, but I'm glad that we have, you know, options and you can call to see who didn't take theirs so you could show up, get yours.
Yeah.
Whether it's Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson, whatever you want. Shout out to the people that have taken it, that have taken that step. Mostly, I know a lot of people that taken it because they want to travel and it looks like it's going to be a requirement. Like, I'm still here for the travels, but I'm not here for the vaccine.
Right. I don't have any issues with the vaccine. Like, it's not that I don't believe in it, mm-hmm. or am I against it or any of that. But I do feel like it's being like pressured on us now that we have to take it if we want to travel. It's like, give me the choice, okay? Like, I don't even take this shit in a relationship. Like, we just talked about this shit. Like, give
real.
Me the choice. Give me the option to take it or not. You mean, send me in the bag by myself if I want to.
They were like, this is your choice. You either take it and you get to travel, or you don't take it, but you also don't get to travel. Yeah, nah. That's not like a choice.
Right, that's not a choice. So, and we want to travel more than ever this year.
For
so
real. Like, how are you going to rain on our parade?
Don't think we have a choice.
No, that's crazy. All right. So now y'all know, like, if y'all trying to go, like, if, you know, we not ready yet, but if you are ready, yo, call your local pharmacy, ask them, do you have any expiring, you know, doses or, you know, appointment no-shows today so I could pull up? What's up? Talk to me. Talk to me nice. Do I need a vaccination card.
I need to travel.
Facts. All right, next fact. Did you know that the average millennial has a net worth of $8,000? Let me tell you something. I am a millennial, and I don't got that net worth. I'll tell you right now.
$8,000?
If you have that net worth, you are average, okay? You are an average millennial. If you do not, you are below average. But shout out to y'all, because it's hard out here, okay? Like, it's not easy.
And is that even, that's that, average?
Yeah, that's average. And if you have more than that, shout out to you, okay? A queen, a king.
$8,000?
Yeah, like the average net worth.
That's crazy. Like, what do you... You can't do nothing.
With 8,000?
If that's your network, like, your rent is how much? 2,000?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Damn, your net worth only good for, like, a month and a half in New York.
That's it.
Literally, that's it. Your net worth will go on bills in New York.
Damn, that's OD. That's OD.
I mean, now you know. Shout out to the millennials out there.
Killing it.
Okay, next fun fact. Did you know that nearly 96% of high schools in France have condom vending machines? And I just want to say they need
in
to bring
high
that
school?
Here. Yeah, in France. I just want to say they need to bring that here because I feel like shows like, you know, Teen Mom, shout out to them. And Teen Mom 2, shout out to MTV. Shout out to MTV. I feel like those shows would have never happened if we probably had.
I mean, but we don't want to stop anybody's money. You know what I mean?
Right.
Regardless,
that's why I said shout out to them, because y'all did that. Like
they came up with a business.
That's why France didn't do it.
But I do think a lot of people in high school around my age even. Like, we're having sex, like, 15, 16, 17.
Yeah. So how cool would you look in high school here?
But just they give it in clinics
just
for
to,
free.
Like, put it in a quarter and, you know, get your condom. They're going to be like, oh, okay, I see you.
Go to your local clinic.
I see you, Ricky.
Go to your local clinic. Get that shit for free. Nah, the guys would be mad. They would be having sex and they'd be on that line. Like,
they'd be a line.
Just to look
yo,
cool.
Yo, every day. They'd be like, yo, didn't you get one yesterday? Like, so I need three today. Oh, okay, I see and you.
Just to keep them in their fucking room, like,
just to give it to their boys.
Ricky, stop playing.
Just to give it to their boys when they come out of school. Like, yo, you need this or not?
Right. The Bronx, you already know. Also, in the Bronx, they go upsell that shit for people that don't got it in their school.
How you sell a rapper that says not for sale? How you do that? Nah, but if you a girl and you on that line, shout out to you. Okay, like, don't let nobody tell you different. You got to be out here.
I don't think I would ever be
taking
on that
care
line
of yourself. I'll be on that line for you. Don't matter.
I go to one of those clinics that they give it for free.
I be like, yo, can
y'all
you
not
get
gonna
me
catch
that
me slipping? I ain't, nope. Still a virgin.
Yo, if it's your birthday and you in school, I go to that line. I go to that condom vending machine.
They tell me,
like, yo, you gonna have a lit birthday. Here you go. Stay safe.
You know the Bronx is different.
Facts.
That's why they don't have it here. This one.
So yeah, that was my last fun fact.
Okay.
I hope you like those.
They were good. I like them. Very interesting. You know us. We come with the
yo, France is
knowledge.
Different. Like, France is on another level, okay? We need to get on that.
I mean, weed is, like, almost legalized and shit. Does France got that over there?
Damn, we could check, but they probably do. I mean, they got fucking condom vending machines. I don't understand why they wouldn't.
Right. Like, it won't make sense. But, you know, New York, we're getting there. We can there, though, because weed is almost legalized. I'm sure it's legalized, but not really.
Oh, no. Actually, I have a fun fact. Last one regarding that.
Really?
Did you know that the New York Police Department has released a memo informing officers not to stop residents who are smoking marijuana in public?
Ew.
So, you know.
I don't smoke, but ew.
Right? So, if you see people lighting it up, yo, don't be calling no cops, because they got a memo that says, you know, they can't.
You can't do that shit.
And that was my last one, all right? And that's on that.
Okay. So we're going to go with the game. We're going to bring it back just because our last guest, Simon, was like, yo, I wish you had more
shout
games.
Shout out to him. Shout out to Los Vi for coming last episode.
Shout out to every guest that's been on.
Yes.
You guys made every episode.
And for the guests that are to come that keep patiently waiting and keep working with us and our schedules and their schedules.
And the guests that were here before, who are going to come back. Just be patient with us. We record once a week, so. Except for this week. But listen, all right. I'm being honest, right?
This is true.
Okay. So, we're bringing back Would You Rather.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather. Let's spice it up. Would you rather have a threesome with your partner or cheat on them?
I have a threesome.
You rather have a threesome than cheat?
Yeah, because I don't know. There's like, why would I cheat when I could just willingly, you know, just have someone else? Oh, because you could cheat and it doesn't have to be a threesome. That's what you think.
Yeah, like regular cheat.
Oh, no, I'll take a threesome still. It's cool.
I'd rather cheat.
Because it's just you and someone else?
I just don't like the sharing. And I feel like it's more excitement. Not that I'm a cheater. I've never cheated. I'm just saying it's more excitement when you cheat than to, like, all of us in a room. And
that's all the...
I can't.
That's still exciting.
It's exciting. Maybe in the future I change my mind, but as of now, I don't like sharing.
I used to say no. Yeah, I used to say no because I didn't like sharing. But now I'm like, when we had that episode... Yeah, I think it was the episode with, like, Ruben and Andy or something when it was audio, that they were like, yo, if it's a threesome... You know, you get to do half the work because there's mad people there. Like, you don't got to do as much work.
That's true. You just say no.
You're right.
That's
you're true. Right. That's true. Yeah. No. So they kind of convinced me. They made great points that day.
Nah, I've become very jealous after that. Like, episode. Like,
after that episode.
Like, I also, this is what how y'all think?
This is how y'all think it is. Okay.
Yeah, I switched it up. So I'm like, no. Okay. Do you have a would you rather?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, would you rather in gray resurrection day fashion, you know?
Right.
Would you rather find out for certain that there's a God, but he's judging us according to the Bible? or that we create, or that we were created by aliens and they're just observing us like zoo animals.
I want to say the God one.
Oh no. My God. Damn, I was going to say that one as well, only because I feel like I live my life that way. Like, you know, we do what we got to do and then we repent, you know, the next day, because that's what...
It's not right. Okay?
That's what life
it's
is not about. A right thing. You got to, you know, I'm not saying, you know, you always got to sin, but when you do sin, you just repent and that's it. Like,
I feel like God is very forgiving.
Thank you.
So,
you
know? Shout out to him like, for that. He's blessed me a lot after I've done dumb things. He's forgiven me and blessed me with
true.
A lot of things.
That's
so
true.
I would go but with
what
that.
Have aliens done for you?
That and you to know picture of. As animals? I don't know. That's different. That's a little weird to me.
Like
at least
animals.
If it's real, if that's a real thing, I want to know. Like, I don't know. I don't want to know. So.
Yo, same. But if you rather believe in aliens and how you're being watched like zoo animals, through them, like, that's cool too. All right, we don't judge.
Right. Would you rather?
Mm-hmm. I'd rather.
Okay, because I didn't know which one to pick. There's too many. Would you rather be guaranteed to be happy for the rest of your life or have $3 million? Cable says happy.
Nah, I take the money.
Me too. Me too.
Based on my financial situation right now, I would take the money. But if you would ask me that like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I'd be like, nah, I just want to be happy because I just felt like more financially stable.
I say happy because it doesn't say that, you know, you're not guaranteed happiness with $3 million. No, it says it doesn't say that you're not guaranteed to be happy with $3 million. It just says that you're going to have $3 million.
I'd be less sad with $3 million.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I picked $3 million because it doesn't say I'm going to be unhappy. It just says you're going to have $3 million and I'm down. You know what I mean? Like, if I can have $3 million and, like, obviously I'm going to be sad, happy, sad.
Yeah, life is a learning curve. Every day
I feel
different.
Like I'm going to grow faster than if I'm happy all the time. I get everything I want. You know, joy this, joy that. It's like, what do I learn? Where is the lesson?
Thank you. You just gotta be sad.
I'm looking at all three cameras like,
talk to me. You just gotta be sad, you know, to appreciate the happiness more, okay?
Yeah.
Like, because if you were just happy all the time, then, like, that's just your normal.
And
you're not grateful for it anymore.
Having a good crying session?
Yo, programming it? Yo, the best. Yo, we sound mad, like...
Like depressing.
Like, we need help, but...
We don't promise, but...
This is how we get by, like...
You're like these bitches. But I'm saying, like, even if, like, you're in the shower, you have, like, a good crying session. It's just, yo you get out that shower, like, yo, I am that bitch.
Yo, for real. Like I'm glad I went through this today. Like,
yeah. And it'd be about nothing. You'd be making shit up in your head. Like, it'd be about nothing.
For real, for real. Well, if you're a guy and you go through crying sessions, use a real one, okay?
Yeah.
Don't let nobody tell you, like, oh, you know, men don't cry. Yo, men be crying, so.
Yeah. And I feel like it's needed.
You gotta go in public like us, but you should, you know, have your little session.
Yeah. And I feel like it's needed. It's a good thing. You feel like stress. It's like a stress relief kind of thing. I don't know why.
And you appreciate life more.
Yeah.
Happiness more when you are happy. You just be like, yo, I remember when I was crying the other day. Like, thank God that's not me today. Not no more.
I can't picture someone happy all the time. Like, sincerely, like, even on their own time. Like, okay, in public, that being, but like in your own time too. It's like cry a little
happy?
Bit, bitch.
Like, damn.
Watch a sad movie or something. But yeah, those were my would you rathers.
I have one more.
Ooh.
Would you rather have to say exactly what you're thinking all the time or be able to read minds, but only the bad things people are thinking about you? I'm going to go first. I would rather say exactly what I'm thinking about all the time because this is what I do. Like, hello, this is why we have a pod. Like, we have been known to, like, have no chill. Well, y'all gotta hear our chats or, yeah, see our chats or listen to our FaceTime calls because we really do be wilding.
I don't know. A part of me wants to go with the second one.
The second one is be able to read minds, but only the bad things people think about you.
Yeah, because I... Like, if they're thinking about it and not really saying it to me, it's like, you know, maybe they're not trying to hurt me. That's why they're not saying it. They're just thinking it. And it's like, I feel
They're probably not saying it to you. They're probably saying it to somebody else.
It says in their mind.
Yeah, it could be in their mind and then they tell somebody else.
I mean, if they do, it's fine. But I feel like I would be a little more, like, realistic with myself. Like, they'd be like, oh, you know, like, I don't know.
Oh, she thinks she all that.
And you not that, because that's a fact. Okay. But
and you're just sitting there eating your lunch. You're like, yo, I'm really just minding my business.
Yeah, like, but it's probably okay. Like something like, oh, she's so selfish, or she should have this. And I'm like, okay. You know, I'll try to see, like, why they saying that. Like, am I really selfish? I don't know.
I'd rather tell you in your face, like, yo, I really think that that's up, what you did, that that's selfish.
Yeah, you but should you check would yourself. Be like, yeah, but then you're just the one going to be, you know, like, people are not being honest with you kind of thing.
Why? Because I'm being real with them. I expect the same honesty.
But that thing doesn't say, would you rather them be honest with you or...
Yeah, but I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, but, like, if you're just being mean to people, not mean, but, like, too honest. Yeah. It's like, do people want to be around you? I don't know.
I just don't want to focus on the negative. Like, why can't why can't I read your mind and you have lovely thoughts? You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, but I feel like you do grow from the negative things. Like, it depends how negative it is. Like, if they talk about I ain't the shit. You know what I mean? Like, let's like, calm down and let's
check
realize.
Yourself. Okay. Check yourself.
Right. But if it's actual shit that, you know, I don't see, because there are things that you don't see within yourself that you do. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you take it as like a lesson type shit. I'm down. I'm down right. for shit. I'm down about, I'm all about growing nowadays.
Thank you.
26 is different.
Yeah, for real. No, I feel like I would agree as well for the other point, and it still relates to growth, because I'm just like, well, I don't know how much of growth I'll do. But because I'm just saying whatever I'm thinking. So like if I'm thinking something bad, I'll say it.
I know, but there are times when you, obviously Stephanie is someone that is like that. Mm-hmm. But there are times when I'm like, yo, sis, chill the fuck out. Because like you be hurting people's feelings, or you're like, you'll say something wrong. And you know, obviously I'm here. Like I'm not going to let my bitch, you know.
Right.
Keep hurting people's feelings. Exactly. Like,
but I don't mean to.
I'm
going to
tell her. Yeah, exactly. She don't mean to, but I'm going to tell her about herself.
But I've done it less. Don't you feel?
Yes.
I'm just like, yes. Okay. I'm just letting go, letting God.
Yeah, she's done it way less, and she's very, like, understanding.
But, yeah, I could have never done that if you would have, like, kept it to yourself in your mind, because I can't read it. It only took, like, you know, for you and a few other people to tell me. So I'm like, you know what, maybe they're right. Like, you know, everybody can't be wrong. Like,
yeah, yeah.
If you hear from one person, too, it's all right, but, like, a few, like, that's right, maybe. Yeah. Right.
So, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, so to be honest.
I could have never done it if no one spoke about it.
Yeah, you would never catch yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like... That, like, I would catch myself if people said it, like, if I could read minds and shit. I'm like, oh, I am a little too straightforward. Let me change that real quick.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
That was great.
That was this a very good conversation.
Right. Yeah. This is why it works, because, you know, like, I feel like we're saying the same thing. We're just going different paths about it.
I feel like we're done with both, yeah.
Yeah. So, that was lit.
Yeah. Well, that was our episode for today.
We hope that you enjoyed. Shout outs to all of our listeners on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter.
You guys
Spotify,
have been supporting like
iTunes,
crazy.
Deezer, Pandora, iHeartRadio, like wherever you listen to us at, or like shout outs to you for telling a friend to tell your friend to tell your grandma, your man, your baby mama, everybody out here, okay? Shout outs to y'all for that. And
we appreciate all the support, because yes. It's been amazing. You guys have been very like involved in like what we post and like in the conversation
and put yourself in my shoes,
yeah,
and commenting and your different perspectives, and we obviously listen, appreciate,
and this is what we do,
are grateful for it. Yes.
See, I could talk your shit.
So remember to follow us at Talk Your Shit Pod and our personal accounts at Stephanie MX3
Marcus L
on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Email us. A lot of people have been emailing us. Yo, shout outs to y'all. So email us at talkyourshitpodcast@gmail.com. What else? Like, subscribe, comment, rate, all that good stuff. Our producer Ghana, follow him on Instagram, learn filmmaking, all that good stuff.
My guy's going on vacation, so we're gonna post his pictures on our Instagram.
he's gonna bring a COVID card. Remember that we took our shit now.
So you can talk your shit later. Bye.